Laws Lengthy, narrated by Scarlet Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Laws Lengthy by Irene. I came out of the car hire office with a spring in my step. I smiled contentedly at myself. This holiday was shaping up to be really quite comfortable. The weather was gorgeous, and the people seemed nice. With a little bit of luck, I'd be able to work on my Spanish. I took a deep breath. Oh, Latin America. There was something really quite special about everything here. The sun warmed my back, and the warmth spread all the way to my fingertips. A great day for a drive. I heard the sweaty official shout behind me, "Drive safely, señorita." I turned around and blew him a kiss. He looked worried. Did he think I looked like a careless driver? I opened the door of the beautiful red convertible and got inside. The sun shone, and I looked forward to a drive in the lovely weather. I started the engine. Then I pushed the pedal to the metal and turned out onto the road. Dust clouds rose around my tires, and I could practically hear the official sigh exasperatedly in the office. I headed out of the settled areas so that I could drive as fast as possible without being a danger to anyone. On my way to the city limits, I met a horse-drawn cart driven by an elderly gentleman with his hat pulled down over his eyes. I waved at him as I drove by. He waved back in a friendly manner. I soon got out of the city and cruised down the country roads, while singing loudly to myself. The wind blew my dress up, and my hair whirled in the wind. The palms and shacks along the side of the road sped past. I slowed down as I passed a working team. The men in the gutter looked up. Their naked, muscular torsos glistened in the sun. Most of them were black, but there were some Latinos in the mix as well. I felt a slight tingle in my cunt. The men shouted and whistled as I passed them. I considered stopping, but quickly cast the thought aside. After driving for a while longer, I suddenly saw another car behind me in the mirror. It was a local police car, and it pulled up beside me. The driver, a uniformed policeman of clear Latino heritage, signaled for me to pull over and stop. I nervously braked and did as I was told. He stopped right behind me. I worriedly waited for him to come outside and talk to me. He took his sweet time. I saw him stop and take note of the car's ID number in my mirror. Then he drew near with slow steps. He suddenly closed the distance and looked down on me. He had mirrored sunglasses, so I couldn't see his eyes, and that made me even more nervous. I wet my lips. "Good day, señor," I said and smiled at him. His crotch was at face height for me, and I noted that he had a baton, a pair of handcuffs and a pistol on his belt. I swallowed. "You heard all sorts of things about the police around here." "Do you have a driver's license, señorita?" he asked. I grabbed my purse, which was in the passenger seat, and opened it. I gave him my driver's license with what I hoped was a charming smile. He glanced at it. "Do you have your passport on you? Visa?" I felt a shudder of nervousness. Dear God. Before my inner eye, I saw my passport and visa on the dressing table in the room I rented. Fuck. I was well aware that the locals had to have their passports on them at all times, but I hadn't considered for a second that that applied to me too. "I don't have that on me right now," I explained. The policeman did not reply. He looked around the deserted landscape. "Please step out of the vehicle, señorita," he said sternly and opened the car door for me. I hesitatingly did as he said. "Don't you know you should always keep your passport and visa on you while you're here?" he said. I decided it would be best to lie. "No, señor, I didn't know that." "I'm sorry, but I've only been here for a month, and nobody told me." "Why are you here?" he asked, in an attempt at flattery.